12th week, first day, thy kingdom come. Through the marvelous working of his subconscious inventive capacity, man has externalized into objectivity all the qualities within his being. Writes Vera Stanley Adler, he has expressed his emotional and imaginative makeup in picture, in tapestry, and in poem. He has externalized every muscle and sinew in his body in the form of tools, machines, and engines. He has externalized his eyesight in the form of camera and cinema, his hearing in the form of music, telephone, and wireless. At present, he is endeavoring to capture and externalize instruments, the very cosmic ray forces which play through him. His achievements are incessant, untiring, and astonishing. Jesus said that man may externalize also the soul forces which God channels through him. This he proclaimed in the gospel. This was the good news. So we can externalize upon the outer world an inner peace of mind. But first we must have the peace within ourselves. When enough persons with love and meekness unite in a common desire to be instruments for the creation of a kingdom of heaven on earth, it too can come into manifestation. All legislative bodies which earnestly strive to establish more reasonable justice in the affairs of men deserve our tangible and spiritual support. The United Nations can be an instrument for the creation of a peaceful world on the government level. But it requires constant undergirding with our faith and prayers and study and action. Lord, make me an instrument of thy will. Show me how to bring harmony in high places by establishing harmony in my own home. Give me a vision of thy kingdom and a steady gaze so that I may see through the outer manifestations into the hearts of men. O Lord, dissipate the darkness and gloom from all chambers of human debate. Let the light of thy presence clarify our common needs and give us courage to do thy will. I am thy servant, prepared to serve thee, master and ruler of mankind. In Jesus' name, amen. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, verse 33. I will put my law in their inward parts, and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people.